但我知道上帝要带领我跟师母在新生命教会服侍的时候，我第一个要祷告的是主日的讲台要怎么安排呢？我本来看到那边的圣经，我想要从哥林多那边跟大家一同分享这则圣经，但是我心里面有感动，就是说我们每隔一周就在诵读使徒信经，那其实这个是很重要的，但是当我们诵读的太习惯的时候，我们有时候会忘记了去思考里面给我们的信息。所以上帝给我们感动是说其实我有一个原则，就是说在主日讲台一定是要讲道，而不是讲一个基督教的演讲。那讲道跟基督教演讲有什么分别呢？讲道是要从圣经里面出来的，那解经式的讲道基督教的演讲呢，可以是真理从圣经出来，但是不一定从圣经里面发掘出来。所以其实这个有点违背我是主日讲台的原则，但是我也觉得圣灵感动我，这个是很重要使徒信经我们每隔一周就背诵或是念诵，我就希望可以跟大家好好去进到这个使徒信经里面认识了解，然后由我们每隔周或者说以后一个月一次也好，当我们念诵使徒信经的时候，我们知道里面给我们的信息。那其实我忘记了拿遥控，要用的时候就会想到使徒信经我是用第一讲我是预备用三次或者四次，就每个月一次，就是联合崇拜的时候跟大家同来思想Apostles Creed we have been reciting every other Sunday or at least when we have joint service the English speaking folks would recite either the Lord's Prayer or the Apostles Creed with us. But every time when we recite the Creed, we have to go into the teaching and the meaning of the Creed. Otherwise, we're just reciting nothing. So I have decided we will use 3 or 4 months, every first Sunday of the month, to go into the Creed. And we study and to understand the Creed together. So today is the first talk. 在我们信仰里面，我们知道圣经是我们的根据，我们重要的是要读圣经。但是我们感谢上帝，在教会历史里面也有一些弟兄姊妹他愿意去研究，一些学者造成一些神学，就把圣经里面的真理系统化，让一般的信徒或是传道人可以更容易的掌握的圣经里面的真理，所以就变成神学。但是在做神学的时候，我们说做学问有时候我就要很小心，因为做神学的时候会把圣经把它系统化，但是会把人的意念思想甚至我们一些哲学一些推理就放在里面，以致信徒教会可以更容易明白圣经，这是好的意思。但是当我们在做神学的时候，有时候有一个危险，就是把我们人的思想哲学推理放在里面。所以在这边有箭头说圣经神学，神学是从圣经而来，但是神学必须要能回到圣经，假如不能回到圣经的话，或者跟圣经格格不入的话，那就是已经掺了水的神学，圣经那个神学有问题当然神学很重要帮助我们，但是必须是一个箭头，圣经神学，神学圣经是互通，但是不一定等于， 因为神学从来不能超过圣经。So the creeds actually is the theology that some scholars they spend time to study the Bible and then it's organized, make it systemized of the truth from the Bible, so that the church, church folks, believers, Christians, and even clergy, they can easily to manage and to grab the truth in the faith. But in the process of doing theology, people might have to use their thinking, their philosophy, their assumption to make it a system. That's the dangerous. So theology is from Bible, but then theology has to be able to go back to Bible. If the theology doesn't square with Bible, that means the theology is no good. So there's a two-way arrow there. Bible, theology. We can say they have an equal status, but not quite. Because if the theology cannot go back to Bible, that the theology is not good. Well, theology and Bible, that comes to the topic of today, Apostle Creed. And we can read from Colossians to understand how to do theology. 那我们从哥罗西书一章九节就可以看到我们要去怎么去做神学。这边是这样说的，保罗说，也就为你们不住的祷告祈求，愿你们在一切属灵的智慧悟性上满心知道神的旨意。这边要明白神的旨意，保罗提到两个事情。保罗是一个学者，他是一个有学问的人，他说要明白神的心意呢，要有智慧又有悟性。智慧我们可以去赢取，我们去学习，我们去得到。悟性是从上帝而来的，神智这边说是所有的智慧悟性是从属灵里面来的啊，这个中文也许不看得很清楚，但是英文呢我们就更清楚了。 We continually ask God to fill you with the knowledge for his will through all the wisdom and understanding that the Spirit gives. That means that we have to understand God's will through the knowledge, but all this knowledge, we have to understand and use the wisdom to comprehend with what with the Spirit given us. So this is not our own wisdom, our own understanding, but we have to depend on the Holy Spirit. But when we understand God, we have to have wisdom, we have to have understanding. 我们要明白神的心意的时候，我们要有智慧，有悟性。那其实在教会历史上面就有主要四个信经，那这个信经不光是四个，但是这是主要的四个。那这使徒信经是我们会感觉是第一个，它是在第二世纪到第四世纪二到四，然后第七世纪的时候成立，然后还有另外三个信经，尼西亚啦，加科顿，亚他拿修，那是在不一样的年代，第二、第三、第四世纪，但是所有这些信经呢，都是在教会初期成立的。那个时候为什么会有这些信经呢？因为在马丁路德以前，马丁路德改教的时候，他有一个口号，我们都应该知道 ：Back to the Bible, back to the Bible。就是说，在马丁路德那个时代，已经发现那个时候的教会，就是说那个天主教那时候我们还那个还没有基督教啊，天主教的时候，他们已经太多错谬的神学。所以在 初期的时候，在第二、第三、第四、第五世纪的时候，有不一样的那个教会的普世大会。普世大会就是针对着每一个年代错谬的，对不起啊，错谬的神学开大会，把他们更正。So we have four major Christ in our church history, and all these Christ is in the early church history. In the second, third, fourth, the latest fifth century, and actually the Apostles' Creed is formulated in the seventh century. In those days, they have different theology and different thinkings, and it arises different errors.Errancy, error, wrong theological teaching. So that's why the church has to call conference, call councils to discuss the theology and help the theology back to the Bible. So for those errancy, those error teaching, they have to make a creed to publicly to announce the right and the wrong.It was before Martin Luther, before the Protestant Church, before the Church Revolution. On those days, theologians, yeah, those scholars of theology, they have different kind of thinking. But we are so glad that there's an ecumenical church conference, councils to correct them. Well, we have to go into the Apostles' Creed. But before that, why do we have creeds? Why those early church history has this kind of emphasis on creeds? Because on different era, different years, different time, they have different errancy, different wrong teachings. So the creed is...formulated in ecumenical councils. They have six functions, at least. Six functions. 这个在不一样的年代，初期教会有这样的不正确的神学，所以他们就开这些普世大会来纠正。所以我们发现圣经这都有六项的功能，最少。那这边头三项呢，我们看见是什么呢？是为教会整体的好处，为真理定义下范畴，纠正异端错误的诠释，就是呢解释对圣经的解释，对神学的解释，然后就是说维系纯正信仰的合一。There's at least six functions of this creed.The first three is kind of benefiting the whole church body. It says, define the truth. It's a positive. And then there's a passive function, correct errors. It's not only define the truth, but there's the error, there's a wrong teaching. They have to say something that you are wrong. And then finally, for the church body, unity of faith.信仰的统一，所以那个时候在普世大会，他们那个时候很多的不一样的神学的哲想出来，但一直到马丁路德说 "Back to the Bible" 的时候，大家就回到圣经里面看到圣经。虽然还有不一样的神学的分支，但是就已经知道圣经是基础。So it's until the Martin Luther, Protestant Church.The birth of Protestant Church, saying back to the Bible, the theologians aware and go back to Bible to eliminate this kind of vain diversity in the theological thinking. But for Christ, besides this church body benefit, there's also three very important benefits for you and for every single Christian.Essence of beliefs, summarize of personal faith, personal faith memorandum， memorandum， 这是给我们看是发现这个不光是对教会整体有帮助，对你、对我、对每一个信徒都有帮助。所以嘛，我们隔个礼拜要去诵读。那当然，有时候我们诵读太习惯的时候，没有进到我们的心里面，没有进到我们的脑海里面。但是，假如你真的是把那个圣经好好的读、好好的思想的时候，那就成为什么？成为你个人信心的精粹，是不是？精简信徒的核心的精粹，信仰核心的精粹。听不懂我的国语，可以看这边。刚才杨彻弟兄说：“哦，牧师，你那个 PowerPoint 好像是跳来跳去。”我说：“让大家不要睡觉，但是最重要是可以补我这个国语不足。”那除了这个，你看，就是我们，你信什么？你信耶稣？你信耶稣什么？你讲不出来的话，去看《使徒信经》，待会我们一起看。那这个是我们个人信仰的那个核心的精粹，还有呢，是我们信徒个人信仰的摘要 ，summarize。圣经那么厚，刚才说神学就是帮助我们掌握我们的信仰。那还有呢，就是说 personal faith memorandum， 我们信徒个人的信仰的备忘。备忘，你知道什么是备忘吗？就是 memo text 啊，你那些小纸张啊，我这边其实我电话上面就有几个，我把你们执事的名字啦，小组的组长的名字贴在上面，看的时候，memorandum 帮助你记得。哎，假如你把那个使徒信经贴在你的书桌上面，夹在你的圣经里面的时候，对你有帮助。Personal memorandum help you to remember those key thinking, key teaching。哎，好了，讲来讲去，四个主要的信经里面。使徒信经是我们常诵读的，原因刚才已经讲了，其实这个有特别的，最简明、最基本，可谓是信经中的信经。We just mentioned that there are four major creeds, but the church, most of the church will see Apostles' Creed is the creed above the other creeds, because it summarizes.The fundamental faith most balancing. How you balance? We will see that in next two slides. 这个是最简明、最简单的。甚至很多的教会在教会历史里面，把这个使徒信经看成是受洗慕道班的一个课程。教会也公开的朗诵，来让我们不要忘记，因为它的神学的内容是完整的，待会我们看看。还有呢，其他的信经都是用大会的名字，比方说尼西亚信经是用尼西亚那个大会的名字，但是只有这个信经是不是人的名字，好像阿塔拿修。刚才也说了，有一个是那个一个教父的名字，他的神学让人纪念他的信经，但是 Apostles a Christ 是用使徒，也没有名字，也没有教会大会的名字，也不是一个教父的名字。We said this is a most balancing because it's a more complete. In the church history.They use this as a baptismal class curriculum. That when you baptize in the church, before you baptize in the church, you have to study well of the Apostles' Creed. And also, even now today, there's a whole bunch of churches that will recite the Apostles' Creed every Sunday or even from time to time. And there were one more thing. All the creeds is used the ecumenical Council or Conference name, like the Nicene Creed. And someone used the church father's name, but this Apostles' Creed, nothing to relate to any specific council or any specific church father. It has a reason. So that's why the church said this creed is above the other creeds. Okay, let's look into the Apostles' Creed. I apologize to the Apostle VS and the S there. 使徒信经, 为什么叫使徒信经呢? 有人以为是12个使徒写的, 不是, 不是12使徒一手写成的, Apostle Creed, some people misunderstood it as written by the apostle, the 12 apostles. No, not written by the apostles. But then, how come you call Apostles' Creed? 只是源自十二使徒的教导。 It's only because it's originally a root in the apostles' teaching, the 12 apostles' teaching. Okay, the origin, 它缘起是在第四世纪，在那个时候，教会比较会。 多的去朗诵，去供应这个信条，但是其实从第二世纪的时候，这个 Apostle Creed 那个使徒信经里面的内容已经零星的在教会里面成为不一样的时间的重视，so the origin of this creed. It says first in the 4th century. Actually, in the 4th century, the church more recognized of these teachings. But it was before, in 2nd century, there and here, they have this teaching of the apostles' teaching that they emphasize in the church. This is here and there, little there, over at the church. But in the 4th century, the church more aware of this teaching. And in the 7th century, it's kind of organized and formulated. And after 7th century, after the conference, after the council, it becomes something official, one of the creed. And actually, it is pretty late because we said the other major creed is in the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, century, the council, ecumenical council, formulate those creeds. But then you can see it's from 2nd century to 4th century, and it keeps lively, vitally at the church, and it lasts until 7th century. That means from the 2nd, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th century, the church didn't forget about his teachings. And actually, kind of making it to a creed in the history, time proved it is important. So we can see this 使徒信经, 虽然说在第七世纪才正式的成为一个信条, 但是其他的好像在第二、第三、第四世纪, 他们针对不一样的异端、不一样的神学，就有那个不一样的那个信条出来。但是这个信条、使徒信条，从第二世纪开始就零星的在教会里面接受，然后到第四世纪的时候，他们就感觉这个重要性，然后到第七世纪的时候，其实那个时候那些不正确的神学啊，那些都已经开始停下来了， 因为慢慢的大概就是filtering，就把它一弄好了。但是到第七世纪的时候， 这个most balancing， 那个最平衡的一个信条就成立了。那时间历史就证明它的重要性，从第二、第三、第四、第五、第六到第七，教会都没有忘记，神是到第七世纪的时候就正式成立了。那我们看， Let's go into the Apostles' Creed. 我们常在读, 有没有留意，其实是十二个句分成三部分。 We have been reciting the so often, but have you ever aware that there's 12 statements or 12 sentences, but divide into three themes? 第一部分，相信全能的父神。第二部分，相信耶稣基督是完全的神，也是完全的人。第三部分，相信圣灵、教会、赦罪、复活。有印象吗？这三部分是怎么分布在使徒信经里面的呢？你回想一下，你会背诵吗？第一句是什么？来，我们一同读一次吧。我信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主。我信我主耶稣基督，上帝的独生子，因圣灵感孕，从童贞女玛利亚所生，在本丢比拉多手下受难，被钉在十字架上，受死埋葬，降在阴间，第三天从死里复活，升天坐在全能父上帝的右边，将来必从那里降临审判活人死人。我信圣灵，我信圣而公之教会，我信圣徒相通，我信罪得赦免，我信身体复活，我信永生。阿门。是有点不习惯，平常读是站着读的哈，但是不习惯你们哇，原来我们诵读的信经里面有这么浓厚、这么重的神学在里面呢。假如我们今天才发现的话，是有点可惜。我们过去诵读的时候都没留意。假如说啊，牧师我知道，那好，以后我们诵读的时候，更要在建立我们的信仰、我们的神学、我们对三位一体的上帝、对教会的认知、对我们的救恩的认知。所以难怪刚才有一个投影片说，这是个比较平衡也是完备的我们整个基督教的神学。Well, let's look into the Apostles' Creed. It's 12 sentences or 12 statements and divided into three themes. Theme 1, Father God. Theme 2, Jesus God, the Son, Incarnation. Themes the 3rd, Holy Spirit and the Church, forgiveness of sin, last day of the world. I wish every time when we recite the Apostle Creed, we recite the core theology, core truth of our beliefs, the core of the Bible, the core of our relationship with the Triune God, God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Okay, let's recite again. This English version, when we recite, we have to think, we have to be grateful for what our God, our Lord has prepared and done for us. Let's recite together. I believe in God, Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended to hell. The third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended to heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there he will come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, I wish when we recite this creed, we are heart moved. We have to give thanks and give praise to what the Lord has done for us. But for the first talk of Apostle Creed, we have to go into the first statement. 我们今天是讲《使徒信经》第一讲，不能不讲《使徒信经》。 那还好，第一个主题，第一部分是讲什么呢？ 我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。 这是信经的第一部分，虽然是很简单，只有一句， 因为在我们的信仰里面，在圣经里面， 我们不否定上帝的存在， 我们也认识上帝， 我们的父的本性。 所以使徒信经里面， 感觉这个不是大问题， 只有一句就好了。 他们想什么呢？ 他说我信上帝， 全能的父。 这个是第一点， 全能的父 提醒我们上帝是全能的， 没有限制的。 当然我们人不会明白什么是上帝的全能， 我们只能明白我爸爸的全能。 我只能明白我在研究的那个学问的全能， 但是他的全能只能在那个范围里面全能。 我爸爸的全能， 他大概只能在我的家庭里面担当一个全能的人， 在他的工作上面他要做他全能的人。 但是这边提醒的是， 我们的上帝， 我信我的上帝， 不光是全能， 不能漏掉一事， 全能的什么父。 当然父亲这个可以很多的诠释， 但是在这个信， 这个神学的信仰，或者在这个信条里面，这个信经里面， 主要是说， 他不光是全能， 还是一切东西的来源， 从父那边来。 所以我信上帝， 他不光是全能， 还是一切的源头。 所以嘛， 下面一句是什么？ 创造天地的主。 在圣经里面， 在诗篇第33篇第9节， 这边诗人说， 因为他说有就有， 命立就立。 这必须要把它连贯到上帝的创造。 所以这个使徒信经， 刚才说真的是他们是神学家， 他们是真的研究圣经， 他们真的有思想的人， 他们真的是上帝圣灵所使用的人。 这个信经弄出来的时候， 第一句， 我信上帝。 上帝是什么呢？ 全能的父。 他怎么全能呢？ 他怎么是父呢？ 他怎么是所有的源头呢？ 因为他是创造天地的主。 假如你好好的去看创世纪的第一章， 里面讲到6天的创造， 当然创造是7天， 但是创造的那个 创造的内容是6天，你看看每一天都有一样的方程式 formula。 我们搞科学的人感觉这个formula是很重要的，那个方程式，中文是国语是这个方程式吗？ formula， 听得懂哈？ 都有一定的，你好好去看。 有机会的，我师母跟我 在牧会里面都会把那个创世纪第一章那边1到3章跟大家好好看，也很重要。因为我们相信上帝全能的父，创造天地的主是怎么开始的呢？ 那个formula， 你去看，6天都是这样做。第一天神说，那就是那天的开始。 然后 每一天呢，他有一个评语，好，然后第六天造人你就说很好 ，good very good， 那是那个每天的那个那个评语。那当然是，第二天没有说好的，你看，第二天没有说好，但是第三天却说了两次好。反正每一个创造都是好，但是就是他的 formula， 他开始的时候他说 ，OK， 然后 in the theme number one， the first theme of the Apostles' Creed is I believe in God, the Father Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. This is very important, and actually, it doesn't take up much space.Take up much in the Apostles' Creed. It's only one sentence, one statement. Because all the theologians and the Bible and the people believe that the church understand Father God so much, so they don't mention much. It's only one sentence. The focus will be Jesus Christ, that we can go into that next time when we have the Apostles' Creed talk number two. Well,But in this first theme, it says, I believe in God. And the climax and the focus is the Father Almighty. Almighty means most powerful, absolute powerful. But then besides Almighty,He also mentioned about Father. What the Father meant here is the origin of everything. So I believe in God, origin of everything, and the absolute powerful God. In theology, there's a special term for that. Omnipotent is not only absolute powerful.You said in your family, your parents or your father is absolutely powerful, but it's not omnipotent. God is omnipotent. O-M-N-I-P-O-T-A-N-T. This means absolute. And besides, we believe his Father Almighty, he also is creator of heaven and earth. The creation proves our God Father.Is the Almighty, omnipotent God. We can tell from the formula of the creation. If you study carefully Genesis chapter 1 to 3, you'll find a lot of great truth there. Right in chapter 1, the formula for creation is God said, let there be, and there was.Amazing. Nothing to do besides God create man and create Adam. But the other thing is the simple formula. God says, let there be. Let there be whatever he wants. Light, air, water. Let there be. And afterwards, there was. So in some...Chapter 33, verse 9 says, For he spoke, and it came to be. He commanded, and it stood firm. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. 我信上帝，全能的父，创造天地的主。当然使徒信经下面有更重要的但是每一个都重要十二句三个重点下礼拜我们下星期对不起下个月我们会继续看下去那个使徒信经的第二讲 Alright I'm going to stop here We have the first sentence It's only one sentence Only one statementBut it's so important. Of course, there's a lot of discussion afterward for the statement after the first statement. But first statement is so easy, so clear, so simple that we all accept without any discussion. But for the following statements, we will go into the details next month when we gather together again for joy service. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. The Apostles' Creed, not written by the apostle, just well rooted on the apostles' teaching. Origin, first in the 4th century, formulated in the 7th century. So this creed experienced hundreds of years to be accepted by the church, and then finally formulated as a creed to be recited, to be read together, to be read together at church for thousands of years over. 使徒信经并非十二使徒的写作，只是却是十二使徒的教导，缘起第四世纪，成立第四世纪。历史把这个思考证明它的重要性，几百年的形成这个信条，然后1000多2000年教会一直在背诵这个真理。我们都用祷告。 Let's bow and pray. Dear Lord, thank you so much for this morning that we can go into the study of Apostles' Creed. We thank you for this creed. Thank you for the church history that help us to look into this important creed. We thank you for the theology. Thank you for it has come from the Bible. 亲爱主，我们感谢你给我们今天早上可以从使徒信经里面开始思考。为着信经，我们感谢主，因为这个是重要的神学，也让我们教会常常的背诵。求主帮助我们背诵的时候再次感觉也知道上帝的爱，我们为我们所成就的是这么的完备。我们这样祷告，奉耶稣基督的名，阿门。
今天是圣餐主日，我们一同要擘饼喝杯来纪念主。在我们领受饼跟杯以前，我愿意跟大家读几节的圣经。这是马太第一首的记载，记载耶稣基督叫人设了圣餐，设立圣餐。他们吃的时候，耶稣拿起饼来祝福了，就拨开递给他们说，你们拿着吃，这是我的身体。又拿起杯来祝谢了，递给他们说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的水，为多人流出来，使罪得赦。Before we partake the bread and the cup, I would like to read to you the passage Apostle Matthew recorded in the Bible, first-hand recording of how our Lord Jesus Christ established the Holy Communion in the Passover feast. This is Matthew chapter 26, verse 26.It says, while they were eating, Jesus took bread, gave thanks and broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, take and eat. This is my body. Then he took the cup, gave thanks and offered it to them, saying, drink from it, all of you. This is my blood of the covenant, which is poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. 在这边主耶稣讲了两句话，一句就是说，你们拿去吃，这是我的身体。第二句他是说，你们都喝这个，因为这是我立约的血。不光为你们说，为多人流出，是罪得赦。恩典的约就是这样成立。那天晚上门徒大概不明白为什么这个是耶稣的身体，为什么是耶稣的血，但是不到二十四小时他们完全明白，看到我们的主被悬挂在十字架上面，把血从他的肋旁，从他手，从他脚流下。Our Lord Jesus Christ, he said two sentences, or he says twice here during the Passover feast. The first command is that, take and eat, this is my body. The second command said, drink from it, all of you, this is my blood of the covenant.Which poured out for many for the forgiveness of sins. The disciples, they will understand when they take this bread, eat this cup, drink this cup. But then in less than 24 hours, when they see, then they saw our Lord Jesus Christ hanging on the cross, the blood bleeding from the body. They will understand. And Jesus said, Jesus Christ said, this is aCovenant is a covenant of grace, and it's the blood that helps forgiveness of sins, not only for you and me, but for many, for them.